GoDaddy is offering one new or transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new .com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. $1.99 for a domain name is so cheap. Go to GoDaddy.com and enter code CRAPPINS at checkout. You will not regret it. Enter the code CRAPPINS at checkout, you guys. Okay? Love ya.
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the TV Click Big Brother podcast. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV, and I'm with Matt Whitfield from Yahoo. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Ronnie.
We just got finished with the second to last week of Big Brother. If you guys want to talk to us, we're doing this live. You can come to our Facebook page. It's for our other podcast, which is a Bravo podcast called Watch What Crappens. So just go to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, comment in that thread, and we'll be reading that throughout the show. You can find me on YouTube at Trash Talk TV. It's T-E-E-V-E-E, really hard, guys. You can find Matt on all of the social media networks at Life on the M List. Okay? That enough, Matthew? Let's get into this bullshit.
That's enough. Let's skip into it.
Let's get into this bullshit. So,
is the number one piece of bullshit, though, that the East Coast probably didn't get to watch Big Brother tonight because of a football game?
You know, that I've always called Big Brother the White Trash Olympics, and football wins. I mean, football's like the biggest white trash sport of America, so. And I'm sure classy people like it too before anybody gets all hateful. But
yeah, watch your dirty mouth because, as you know, Ben and I.
Oh, yeah,
we love football, and you, your Olympics, your sports are Broadway show tunes.
Yeah, you're a fake gay. I'm a real tried and true old school gay who likes the gay icons and yeah, show tunes and stuff. You guys like sports. That's not right. I only like sports when they're in porn, when they're like. Yeah, it's like soccer porn or something stupid where you're like, wait a minute, how are they having sex after soccer practice but they're wearing different uniforms? Mm-mm.
You didn't do that after soccer practice?
Change uniforms just to have sex and make it kinky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Big Brother podcast, and we're already talking about porn. So, yeah, so some people don't have Big Brother yet. Sorry, it was actually kind of good because we got to see the jury house. That was my favorite thing this week.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, I could have used an entire hour of jury house and or an entire hour dedicated to Julie Chen admitting that she had plastic surgery to cure her Asian eyes as opposed to watching the actual gameplay inside the house.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what do you want to talk about first? Okay, so we'll talk about Asian eyes first.
I love that you propose that as a question to me, and really, I don't get to choose.
Because I know, because I tried starting another conversation, and you ended it with Asian eyes. So I know
trumps all. That trumps all.
Yeah. I know what you want, baby. I know how to read you by now.
Okay,
so Asian eyes. So first of all, I have to say, Julie Chen, the only thing I really know of Julie Chen is shit that I read about her way back when Big Brother started, because I was like, how did this bitch get a job? She could barely read a cue card. She looks cross-eyed. I didn't get it. And, of course, she's banging the head of CBS, which makes a lot more sense now, But at the time, I remember thinking, who is this idiot? And then, of course, she becomes Julie, and you love her, kind of, kind of. So, anyway, that's all I know of her is, like, the Chen bot. Like, her stumbling over cards, but always looking beautiful, even in terrible fashion, and, like, lots of weave. But she has this talk show, apparently, with all these other girls. It's like The View, but not as hateful and spiteful.
Wait, are you trying to pretend that you don't know what the talk is that's been on for three seasons?
I know what it is, but I've never watched it. Have you?
We watch it at work quite often.
Oh, yeah, you work for TV site. So, I mean, I do too, but you get paid to sit around and watch TV. I don't. So, like, I'm out, like, sweeping lawns for, like, sweeping sidewalks for nickels while you're watching that.
To clarify, I'm still at the office and it's almost 8 p.m., so let's just shed a tear for me now.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for you. Can I have a ride in your Mercedes?
I don't have a Mercedes.
You used to.
No, I didn't.
Damn it, Asian Eyes. Can we get back to Asian Eyes?
Yes, we can.
So she has this show that's been on forever, but the only times I've ever watched that show are when Sarah Gilbert got dumped by her girlfriend. So mean. I don't know why I'm laughing. I always laugh when people cry on TV, by the way.
So when Sarah Gilbert burst into tears because her ex-partner dumped her, but now she's sleeping with Linda Perry, who looks like Steven Tyler had sex with a troll.
Ew, who's Linda Perry?
She's the girl. She's the former lead singer of Four Non Blondes. She co-wrote a lot of Christina Aguilera's hits like Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's Sarah Gilbert's new partner, so those lesbians, they move right on. It's not a problem. But when Sarah Gilbert burst into tears, that put the talk on the map.
Well, of course, the person who wrote Beautiful, like, Love Me For My Insides, looks like Steven Tyler, Anna Goblin, had a baby. Of course. It's not an actual beautiful person who wrote that.
No, and she also looks like she is the sister of Rob Zombie. Like, it's just a Halloween horror night all up in there on a daily basis.
So Sarah Gilbert, like, started crying and talking about it, but I think she did it for, like, 2 weeks, or they just showed different clips of it every day, because that went on forever. It's like, man, there's no one who can do depression better than a lesbian, and if you don't believe me, rent that Chaz Bono movie where she cuts off her wiener, and you'll see some depression.
Wow. Wow.
So anyway, so that talk show. So I haven't watched it, so I don't see that side of Julie, like that real, like, unplugged, that unplugged Chen Bot side of her.
Where she talks about her sexy relationship with Les Moonves.
Ew!
And being a sexy mom.
She does not. Well, okay, I mean, what kind of things does she say as a sexy mom?
She doesn't call herself a sexy mom, but, I mean, I don't know. I think that you hate her. I actually love her, so I'm not going to talk any more shit about her, but she did, you know.
I don't hate her more than anybody else on TV.
Okay, well, the point is this. Big Brother, none of us really care about Big Brother after the recent evictions. I'm talking about Alyssa being evicted, and prior to Alyssa, Amanda and Aaron, the horrible monsters. And once the villains leave the show, it's kind of like, who cares? Now we have this lame alliance. So this week, to me, it was all about, I can't wait to see the jury house. And then what else is going on in the big BB world? And that is Julie Chen announcing on the talk that in order for her to get her career going, she had plastic surgery in order to make her smaller Asian eyes wider. And she even admitted that as soon as she made her eyes wider and her parents supported her and paid for it, the jobs came rolling in.
Well, she does look super. I'm seeing if I can get a picture. I guess I should have had this ready, but I wasn't thinking we were going to talk about it.
You didn't think that I would say Asian eyes with quotes. By everyone who's listening to this and not watching the video, I'm using quotes around that. I am a horrible person, but I love Julie Chen.
Julie Chen plastic surgery. All right, I'll get a picture for you guys to see it. Yeah,
that she showed?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everyone's pretty much using the same.
Okay. Because the one that they're using, the one that she shows on screen is, they're both kind of, you know, they're not candids. It's clearly, like, the now shot is a promo shot for Big Brother with, you know, extra hair and makeup and drag queen accessories.
Yeah, you can actually see on our Facebook page the actual clip that somebody posted for us, which is really sweet. And Joseph also posted it on our Twitter, but okay, I've got it here. It's just that I'm on. Obviously, we're doing this, so it's making my computer run really slowly. God damn it! Just get up there. But yeah, when she was showing this clip, she was telling the story about how she, every time she would go to somebody, they were saying, "Well, you know, you look bored, and you look really super bored while you're giving this new story, and we can't have you looking bored. So unless you get my job, sorry, honey, it ain't gonna happen." Which is so fucking rude. And but it didn't just happen once, it happened multiple times. And so finally she was like, fuck it, I'll do it. So she did it, and
her parents paid for it, don't forget that part.
You just want rich parents so bad. I do too. I feel so bad. My parents are like, why do you hate us? Were we bad parents? I'm like, no, you were really good parents. You're just, like, not rich enough. Like,
okay, so seriously. Are we gonna analyze this photo?
Okay, so look, do you see it?
Yes, so there's a lot of different things here going on. Now, obviously, the topic that was being discussed is the Asian eyes, but...
What about that nose, girl? Is that what she's going
to
say?
Yeah, she failed to disclose all of the other plastic surgery and faux procedures that have happened to her, including that nose, because that nose went from ginormous to LaToya Jackson.
Yeah, that's like Chinese Jew nose. And then now okay. She has like a little. Now she has a little button nose.
Now
oh,
she has
I'm sorry.
A cute little
I can't make.
Nose.
I can't make Jewish jokes because Ben's not on this week. So. We
oh
don't
wait,
have...
like that ever stopped us?
It does. You can make Jewish jokes around a Jewish person if they laugh, but if you do it when it's just us, a couple of goyim, it's racist, bigoted. Oh. So we can't talk like that right now.
Oh well, if you think that we're horrible people, you're more than welcome to turn off this podcast and or videocast. We're not holding you. We're not holding you hostage here.
Yeah, we should preface everything with we're terrible people. So yes. Yeah, so she came back. She, you know, it was actually a really beautiful story in a way. And when she came back from the clip, they showed the two pictures, and she's like, yes, and that was my eyes. And it's like, well, where's the rest of the story? Because your nose is different. You got lots of filler around your lips there. That thing in the middle of your lips, that like little river, that vertical river, she don't have that anymore.
Look at the chin, Ronnie. Look at the chin. Doesn't that look like she got that shaved down too?
Well, I'm wondering if that's just like 20 pounds.
It could be. It could be.
It's a woman we're talking about, so 5 pounds. Sorry.
Thing is here, I mean, everyone's talking about, oh, it made her eyes look less bored and she looks so much more beautiful. The key to looking better, everybody should take a note right now. Get a number 2 pencil and jot this down. Look how amazing her hair is. It's all in a weave. A weave solves all problems.
She has gigantic hair. When I've gone to see Big Brother...
Don't you like it? I mean, I know
it's beautiful,
that
yeah.
It is beautiful, like fake horse hair.
Well, she's got a lot of her own beautiful hair, too. She's blessed with that. So she's got her own beautiful mane, and then plus all the weave under the mane. I mean, she's got a lot of hair. And you know what else makes her look a lot better?
Money.
Earrings. Those big, giant diamond earrings make her look a lot better. Wow, you got slicked up.
Right. Sometimes her clothes are a massive fail. You know, every once in a while she'll have a hit, but there's never any doubt that she's rocking real diamonds that are worth millions upon millions of dollars. She won't let you forget that with a nice big old chunky stud.
Yeah. We're talking about this probably way too much, but what do you think about that? I mean, we've talked about plastic surgery and stuff. Would you ever do it?
I would never say, I'm one of those people who says I never say never, because if I had some horrible issue, I would never, I don't know. I've been under for surgery before. I think that any elective surgery is kind of creepy. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't have Chenbot hosting Big Brother had she never gone and had this surgery. So at the end of the day, I'm pro surgery.
Why? I think she was so cute, just looking all Chinese and nosy. What's the problem? She still could have looked better with the lot, you know, with like the 5 pounds and the big earrings and better makeup and a weave. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, what are you going to pry open everybody's eyes? I mean, we're never going to have any minorities on TV if we have to like keep whitening everybody up.
Wonky eye, and I want to get it fixed. And if my mommy would pay for it, I'd go do it too.
Well, thankfully, I'm never going to be on TV because I'm pretty. If I get on TV, it's going to be because I've blackmailed somebody with good enough shit that I can look however I want and be as fat as I want. So fuck off, everybody. I'm not getting any surgery. You're going to deal with my fat ass on the internet the way God made it, and then McDonald's expanded it. Okay? All right, so let's talk about actual Big Brother, because this is ridiculous. We've talked 15 minutes about that.
Yeah, and people are still tuned in, so we got them.
Suckers! Okay, so this week, we had lots of addiction stuff going on. Utah.
Well, we're getting down to the finale. Obviously, the winner of Big Brother 15 will be announced on September 18th, which is next Wednesday. Sidebar, today CBS renewed the show for an upcoming 16th season, because the ratings have been good enough, despite the fact that the house is full of racist, homophobic monsters.
Well, it actually works so well that the next season is going to be black people against white. It's just going to be like every race on one side of the house and then a bunch of Aaron's on this side of the house, and we'll see shit get real, real fast.
And we will be glued to our screens. Anyway, so with the finale coming up, we've obviously had to trim down the cast. It was a bigger cast than ever before this season, and we've had a few, we've needed to do some double evictions, and that's what we got this week. Today, spoiler alert if you guys are tuning in right now, McCray recently left the house just about an hour ago, and on yesterday's show, Judd left. So now we're down to 3 people who are in one of the worst, if not the worst, alliance in Big Brother history, and I do not give a shit about this show at this point.
You don't?
No.
You know, I was expecting not to, but look, I haven't really liked anybody, like, loved anybody on it.
This entire season, right?
Yeah, but I've loved watching the season. I've had a really good time with it. And this week, again, I thought, oh, I'm going to hate this week. Amanda's not there to bully people, and Alyssa's not there to be like, oh, my God, about everything. I'm going to hate this show. It was hilarious. I mean, I've laughed through every episode, and I think because the people that they have left are ridiculous, but they're all personality. I mean, Gina Marie is like the most huggable little racist I've ever seen.
It's true.
I'm from Texas. I know a lot of huggable racists.
Well, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Sunday night's show, or do you want to start with Wednesday or tonight and work our way backwards? I'll let you decide.
What? You're letting me top this podcast? Yeah. I would like to start backwards because okay. McCray. You know, McCray has been on this show the whole time. I didn't know a damn thing about him, except he's really gross. He sticks his wiener in hippos. He doesn't take a bath. He's got gross hair. He picks his ears. He looks like he's being played by a Chloe Sevigny in the early 90s. But I've never really had reason to root against him, except for the moose he's boning. But now that she's gone, I thought, we're going to really get to see his personality. He's going to come out of there, and he's going to be a real Big Brother star.
Shocker, he has no personality.
I mean, worse. He's just not a bright boy, God bless his little heart.
Okay, so McCray...
Listening to him talk. I mean, in his diary room sessions. Well, you know, I think that, you know, Andy probably did vote me, but... It's the will of the house. I gotta go with the will of the house. Like, Big Brother 15, the will of the house. Shut the fuck up with the will of the house. It's the dumbest way to play Big Brother I've ever seen.
Well, clearly he can't play the game without Amanda there. Yes, he won HOH at the very beginning of the season without her help, but that was a physical challenge. But without his moosey lady by his side, he has zero game. His tail is between his legs, and he didn't even really put up that much of a fight, it didn't seem.
No, he's very tired. I mean, I've been wondering if I should, like, try and meet him. I want to go to this Big Brother rap party thing next Thursday. Are you going to go?
I don't know.
You should go. It'll be fun. But, I want to ask him why he's so tired, because I'm wondering if we have the same disease. I've always assumed it was because I was fat and miserable and sinned a lot and, like, God was smiting me. But now I see someone like him, and he seems like a good person, and he's always tired, too, and it's going to ruin his damn life. I'll tell you that much, as someone who's old and gotten no place.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, Amanda may not ruin his life. McCray very well may do that on his own, because once he was evicted and he's sitting up there with Julie Chen and she's asking about his showmance with Amanda, he doesn't really sound like it's that promising, which I think will kill Amanda or enrage her, and she will then start eating donuts and murdering him, because he doesn't sound like the two of them necessarily are going to last a lifetime like Jeff and Jordan and our other beloved showmances like Rachel and Brendan.
Well, you never know, because one common thing that all of the showmances have, there's a common thread if you really think about it. Jeff, like, very charming, very good-looking guy, but he's kind of a dick. Like, he's not very nice sometimes to Jordan. He kind of smacks her down a lot of the time. And she's just like meek and does whatever he says because she's dumb. And then you've got Rachel and Brendan. And Brendan's kind of like a sleeping with the enemy type, too. Like, he's super controlling and weird and demanding, too. And then you've got Amanda, who's, like, really controlling. I mean, is that just how relationships are? Is there always that person in a relationship? I wouldn't know, really.
Now I'm really having to evaluate my life and my past relationships, and it's getting a little too real for me right now when I don't have alcohol in my hand. Thank you.
Yeah, are they just, do they all need like an A-type asshole to be there, like being hurtful? I mean, the only relationships I've really had long-term are with dogs, and I'm the Amanda because I'm always bossing them around and not letting them speak, you know, so I can totally understand.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I like to boss people around because I'm an only child, but at the same time, I'm also kind of dumb, so then I would kind of be the Jeff and the Jordan in one happy combo package.
Oh, my God, Jeff. They keep playing that. People keep posting all over Big Brother threads every season that rant against Dumbledore being gay. I mean, that is just the most offensive fucking thing. You've seen that, I'm sure, right?
I've seen it, but I proudly have never seen or read anything Harry Potter.
Oh, well, he's just like the headmaster of the school. Like, he's the head wizard or whatever.
Who plays him in the movies?
Some gay dude, probably.
Is it Alan Cumming?
I'd be late. No, it's not Alan Cumming. It's some old guy. I forget. I'm sorry. My memory doesn't work. Marijuana in my youth. Bueller just got brought home with a treat and he went and hid under the bed.
I was just going to say, did your dog just open the door and walk himself in?
My friend Brian took him on a walk and brought him home and like quietly let him in with a treat, and he looked at me and saw that I was talking on the computer and like put his tail between his legs and went under the bed to eat his treat. You see, I'm the Amanda.
Is that your neighbor?
Mm-hmm. But he has a key to my house, and I think he took my clippers. Not okay. I'm going to find out. That's going to be the mystery of the week. So, anyway, that whole relationship thing, Dumbledore, whatever, that's over. Everybody knows about that. So, McCray, you know, guys like McCray always talk big when their girlfriends aren't around. Those are those guys that you go to the bar with, and you're like, hey, how's your old ball and chain? They're like, that fucking bitch, you know? And then when you see them with them, they're like, I love you, honey. They're, like, holding their purse.
Right. That's, I mean, he can get away with this right now, but once he enters the jury house, he'll be emasculated all over again.
Totally. Oh, my God, the jury house. We still need to talk about the jury house. We just brought it up for a second. Okay, let's talk about the jury house. I was going to go to Facebook stuff, but
let's okay, let me just say this. If CBS had, you know, half a brain, instead of caring and forcing us to watch Big Brother in primetime and then, you know, asking us to please watch Big Brother After Dark on TV Guide Channel, just give me a feed of the jury house. I would watch that 24 hours a day, not what's going on in the actual damn house.
I would pay to see that, especially because it's all women except for Judd, which I didn't realize because I don't have a memory to like, oh, who got kicked off last year? I don't remember things like that. All women, all kind of hate each other.
Probably all in the same, maybe perhaps all in the same cycle, dare I say.
Well, they're kind of doing that thing that women do when they all get together at first, and they're like, oh my God, we're going to be best friends. Helen's painting. Jesse's, you know, eating Triscuits or whatever the hell. Candace is brushing hair, drinking, brushing people's hair, you know, loaning out her do-rag or whatever to people. Even Aaron came in like, y'all, I'm really sorry for things that I said in the house to offend you.
She is not sorry, Ronnie. She heard the parade of boos when she was evicted, and then Julie called her out on TV like she should have. And I think that she probably had, you know, maybe 5 minutes to talk to her mom or somebody along the way before she made it to the jury house. And I have a feeling that she was told, you might want to start the PR machine of fixing your entire broken, fucked up life.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like, honey, we've put that picture of you at a black guy with prom all over the internet. It's the least we can do. Get in there and apologize, honey. Apologize good. So she came in doing the whole apology thing, and they're all like,
and by the way, she was wearing a offensive Native American costume. She can't help herself.
Yeah, she has no self-awareness. So, you know, all the women are hippy-dippy, lovey-dovey at first, but then Amanda comes and crashes everything down.
Wait. You need to back it up a second, because she comes and she starts to apologize to the women before Amanda's there, and she does, like, a cheers thing, and Helen and Jesse cheers her, and Candace raises her glass, but she's looking down at, like, her plate of food. She's not even looking Aaron in the eye. She's not playing this game. She still hates her. There is still a lot of tension between those two.
Well, of course, Amanda can't help herself. You know, one of the great things about Arian is that she says things like, you know, I thought that being in the jury, being outside the Big Brother house, Amanda would be different, but she's worse. Like, if Aaron's saying your personality is that bad, you're in big trouble. And she is worse. I mean, they start talking about who should win. No one says McCray. She flips a lid and starts basically bullying everybody to say that McCray's the best. And I love that Candace is like, your boyfriend didn't even get out of bed, boo.
Well, it's true.
He didn't. So let's go to some Facebook things and some tweety things. Catherine says, I don't think you can call Matt not a real gay with an Adam Lambert poster behind him. Amen.
Okay, that's very true.
Amen, sister. Did Ronnie steal Barbara Walters' soft focus? I had to lower the bandwidth because we're always freezing, and I still look old. But D. Johnson, Candace slapping down Amanda about McCray's game. Your man never got out of bed, boo. Dr. Will is going to be grilling the jury. How great will that be? What? Did you hear me?
I'm in shock, okay? I'm in shock.
What the hell? Do you think he's going to tell them off?
I think that he's probably going to go remove all of their tramp stamps, because in Los Angeles he's also known as Dr. Tatoff on Wilshire Boulevard. And then, I don't know. I really don't know why that's happening. I mean, are we prepping for another, like, is season 16 going to be All-Stars Round 2? Like, what's going on?
Oh my God, I hope that they have an All-Stars, because we could really use one. I hope it's every minority from the past seasons against Aaron and Gina Marie.
Okay, but really, why do you think Will is in discussions? Because he kind of put Big Brother on the map. Season 1 of Big Brother was a mistake. The format was different. Season 2 is where it took off. Dr. Will is known in, you know, TV circles as one of the greatest reality TV villains of all time, right up there with Richard Hatch and Omarosa, if not the number one reality TV villain. So do you think because this season is chock-a-block full of villains and horrible people, they decided to bring him back to possibly moderate alongside Julie Chen?
I think that he doesn't really like to come back. Like, he's rich on his own, and they say that he's not really into it, which is why we don't see that much of him. But he still tweets about it and stuff. And when Dan became the best Big Brother player of all time to a lot of people, I'm putting that in air quotes, because I'm sure
because
not
it's
everyone
not,
agrees.
Because it's not, I don't agree with that piece of shit.
So, yeah, you see, it starts fights all over the country. Thanks a lot, Dr. Will. You're still working your magic! But yeah, Dr. Will gets pissy and will say stuff on Twitter. And I think that he's a fan of the game and the show, and he's probably just as annoyed as everybody else that there's this many fuckwits in the show. And he wants to, like, come tell them off. I mean, if you had the power
to
just call up Les Moonves and
be
like, listen, I want to come by and yell at these fucking racist idiots you've got, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Well, okay, so let's just talk about this for a second. So the show sucks now because a lot of people are not in the house that matter, and it's just really boring. But that said, this finale has the potential to be full-on shenanigan craziness, like, meltdown city. Like, that is why I'm still invested, because you bring back Dr. Will, you have Julie Chen, you have Aaron, you have Amanda, like... Are people going to find out that they were fired because they're racist? I mean, this has the potential to be the craziest finale in reality TV history.
I really hope that they let it go there. I mean, I've been surprised that they've let people get booed, because when I've been to the show, I went when Jeff got kicked. I went on a really big day, and people were cheering and booing, and they came out, and they were like, no, no, everyone gets the same respect here. We don't boo people. That's not how we do things. And so... I'm surprised that this year that they're letting people get booed, which I love. So I'm hoping that in the finale they really just, like, it gets Jerry Springerized and Amanda's crying and sobbing, and I hope that they show clips of them being so racist and horrible and not just, I mean, I have a feeling that they're just going to give it to Aaron. But I don't think that it's fair. I think they really should drag it out about especially Amanda's Puerto Rican showers rant, and raping Jesse in the throat and using her blood as lube for Spencer, and what else? Gina Marie's N-word insurance and all the N-words that Gina Marie has gone off on. I hope that they all have to, like, sit there and watch themselves on TV. I'd pay for that. Just show them a 2-hour clip show, and let's just see their reactions. What are you doing? Reading? What are you reading? You're looking at porn. You are, aren't you? You're looking at Stephen Daigle porn. Matthew, are you still there? Oh my God, he dropped out. This is like being on the phone. No, you're not. You're a robot voice. I hear you struggling to come through like that little girl who gets sucked into the TV in that movie. That has to go towards the light. All I see you is in your traditional map pose. Looking at yourself on the internet. You're like, Matt, close whatever windows you have open other than this.
Are you really
this.
Not still seeing me?
Okay, now I see you. Close all your other windows other than this. How many times do I have to tell you, boys? The same thing. Only have this window open as I look around the internet. So, Andy compared himself to Dan today. This is from D on Facebook. Andy compared himself to Dan today.
I'm here.
So did you hear that? Andy compared himself to Dan today.
Do you see me and hear me?
I do.
Okay. Are we still recording?
We are.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm back.
But I thought you never left.
Okay. What were we talking about? Because I was going to, like, really rant for a second.
You were? I forgot because I got so nervous that I was going to be left here alone, Matthew. We were talking about how I wanted everybody to have to watch clips of themselves being racist at the finale.
Right, so we have to give, again, we have to give CBS credit. I never thought in a million years they would go where they did, and by even grilling Aaron. Again, I've said this multiple times. I think Aaron got the brunt of it, and I think it's completely unfair because the other people were just as bad. But we do have to give CBS credit, and part of me thinks that because they already went there a little bit, they have to, in order to like bookend this season of shenanigans. They have to commit to this, and they have to let people know they've been fired. And also, why would they not want to do that? It would be a ratings, like, it could, people will actually be talking about Big Brother for a change, as opposed to the night of that finale is also the premiere of Survivor night. This is the night for Big Brother to stomp on Survivor and get more people talking about it than the Jeff Probst show.
Well, I cannot wait personally, and I hope that you're right, and I hope that Dr. Will's like, so you're a racist bitch. So you're a hippo cow. What do you call like crossbreed? You're a hippo cow crossbreed that bullies everybody. How do you feel about that? Tell me.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Who has the potential to have the biggest breakdown when they find out they've been fired? Gina Marie, Spencer, Aaron, or Amanda?
Well, Erin already knows she's up shit creek. She knows she's in trouble. Gina Marie didn't really even have a job to begin with. Like she volunteered as like a pageant coach or some shit every summer. That does not count. Lives with her parents and is on welfare. So she's going to be shocked that she even had a job. If anything, she'll start sobbing that she had a job and she's been missing it this whole time. Spencer didn't lose his job because he's in the union. Go America.
Smart boy,
And who is the
Murica.
last one? America. And who's the last
Murica.
one?
Amanda.
Amanda didn't have a real job either.
Wait, but wasn't
Amanda's a
she not,
fucking PA.
she's no longer really like repped by the insurance or not the real estate licensees of Florida or some shit.
Well, supposedly she had a real estate license under her mom's company or something, and they pulled her license for some. I don't know. I'm not buying that she was even really doing that much real estate anyway because she knows Alison Grodner because she was out here doing reality shows and stuff and working on reality shows in PA. She met her working on one of her other shows,
Which leads
Alison's
me to
other shows.
believe that they will never properly grill Amanda. They would make fun of her. They made fun of her in plenty of the edits throughout the season, but they're never going to stick it to her properly in the finale because of her ties to Grodner.
I think they will now because she's been booed already. They couldn't stop that. And you know they probably tried to. Amanda knows she's hated. Everyone's going to be talking about it. I don't think, and especially if you've got Dr. Will there. I mean, what's he going to ask? Like, so what was it like riding a, stick figure every night? Like, he's not going to ask that. He's going to be like, so, Cal, what's it like being a racist or whatever? So I don't think she's going to skate. I just want to see everybody cry. I think Gina Marie will cry the most because she honestly believes in her heart of hearts that she's a good person, and everybody around her is telling us that she's a really great person. So I think she's one of those cases where it's like she's really stupid and ignorant and obviously doesn't leave the basement much, but is still really nice and open-hearted, even to black people that sometimes, like maybe sometimes.
Do you
I
think
don't know.
if Gina
I don't know.
Marie wins the $500,000 grand prize and she's already emotional and she's losing her shit, and then Julie says, and in addition to losing the to winning the $500,000 grand prize, Gina Marie, you've been fired for being a racist. I mean, like, what will happen? Will her like tongue ring shoot out of her mouth and pierce Julie in the eye? Oh wait, Julie's eyes were already fixed. Like, what will happen? Like, could Gina Marie like spontaneously combust on
No, she'll
stage?
just go, it's Julie's mommies. All I was saying was, I get understood it did like a missed people have missed it and understand it means. I didn't mean it like that. I love black people. You know how many black guys I've had inside of me, Julie's? It's uncounted. It's unnumerated, Julie's. I mean, please. She's gonna be shocked that anybody found offense with anything she said, I think.
So this is what's going to happen. She's going to win 500 grand. Her head will explode. Then Julie's going to say, "Oh, by the way, you've been fired." And her head's going to explode again. And then they're going to pull out Nick from the crowd because they paid him a, probably an extra 50 grand to bring him just to the finale because he's not even on the in the jury house. And then she's really going to explode.
What if the real twist is that Nick's there and he's like, Gina Marie, I love you, Gina Marie. And he has flowers. And he's like, you're the one I've been waiting for.
And then he's like, oh, and by the way, we've been cast on the next season of Amazing Race together.
And then Amanda's head will explode because that's her dream. She wants her and McCrae to be on Amazing Race.
I would actually tune into The Amazing Race for that because I would hope that, you know, she would fall or get run over on a daily basis.
Do you watch that show, The Amazing Race?
I'm over it now, but if they would cast it properly, which they haven't done for the past 4 to 6 seasons, I would tune back in, and the way to make me tune into TV shows is to cast people that I hate. So cast Amanda.
Yeah, that would be good. You'd be like, I hope that trolley runs her over! So let's go to look at our little Facebook page, if I can get my...
I think people on our Facebook page and on Twitter are probably going to get mad because we're not talking about what actually went down this week, and what they like for us to talk about is how much we hate Andy.
Andy. Okay. We can talk about how much we hate Andy. I mean, we do it so much. I just feel like...
I mean, I could talk about it for the next...
Well,
like, the next 2 hours, I could just continue.
Andy thinks he's just so cute. It makes me crazy. He's like, well, if I don't win this one, all hope is lost.
I think that he probably applied for a job at a theme park to play a character, and it really went, like, horribly wrong. And then he, like, moved into his parents' basement and started crocheting, like, ugly gay tank tops. And
he was like Pinocchio for a week and then got so sunburned that he had to go hide in the basement to get new skin.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to put this out there. I don't really trust gingers.
Really?
No.
Why?
I don't know. They're always a little off to me.
Well, gingers have always been made fun of their whole life. And you know who else has? Villains. That's what makes a villain. You never see a backstory of a villain who just had, like, a great life and they just decided to be evil. It was always when kids were making fun of them in school and stuff and, like, pushing them up against lockers. That's why I'm hateful. I mean, that's why every Disney queen is hateful. Somebody fucked her over when she was a teenager. Those poor gingers go through a lot. When I see somebody, like, turn into a serial killer that's a ginger, I'm like, that is our fault as a society. And it's especially England's fault, because they're the meanest.
Why is it our fault when such things exist like Clairol and, you know, there are plenty of hair dyes on the market. Like, he would look weird, and we could still tell that there was a ginger hiding underneath, but he could at least put in some effort to clean that up.
No, okay, you put in some effort to be less gay. And why don't you just set fire to that Adam Lambert poster behind you and maybe, like, you know, use a rubber band to tie down your boner when you see...
That's David Beckham, actually.
Where? Oh, I'm not even looking. Let me look. Okay, Andy is hateful and gross, and I think the worst thing about Andy is that he's always crying.
I'm so sorry that I had to do this to you.
He always shows you his nose, like he has to prove that he's really crying. But
what is up with his, like, he has 5 or 6 ticks. Like, I just don't, he looks like one of those animatronic, I don't know if you even call him animatronic, but you know, remember when you were a kid and you would go to, like, Chuck E. Cheese or, like, a knockoff Chuck E. Cheese, and they'd have those, like, creepy animals in the pizza room that would, like, bang cymbals, but they don't work properly and they're a little too shaky. He's one of them.
Yeah, except his face, I think it's like he's trying to push out, like, eye boogers with his, just, like, without using his fingers. He's like, I can just see him struggling to do it. I don't know. I think he's going to grow up and just have one of those weird tics one day. But God bless his heart. He thinks he's just so cute.
Well, in addition,
I hope he gets booed. Do you think he's going to get booed, or do you think there's enough Reagans in the world to woohoo him?
Oh, don't even get me started on Reagan again. Here's my thing with Andy. Yeah, he thinks he's cute and funny and great. He should be booed because he was Amanda's minion for way too long, and he will forever be tarnished in my eyes because of that. But here's the other problem with him. He actually thinks that he's a good player, and because he won that HOH and he won the veto, he thinks that he's hot shit. Let me break something down for you right now. You are not hot shit if the people you beat are a 24-year-old dumbass pizza boy, a moron who lives in her parents' basement, and some dumbass hillbilly who works for the train system. Like, I'm sorry, but if that is your competition and you beat them, you should not be proud. You should probably go out and still kill yourself.
I know. It's like when Spencer won his HOH, and he's like, I've been waiting this whole time to win an HOH, and finally, now I get to be the boss. It's like, yeah, there's nobody else in the house. Of course you won it. I mean, they were practically like, who can form their boogers into the best ball? Like, here, right. Spencer, you know, let's change it up a little.
When there is no competition and you win, shut up.
I will say one thing. Well, first of all, we got a YouTube comment last week about how this cast, you know, these final four are not floaters, and that word is used so much. Yes, they are floaters. They are the definition of floaters. They float from power alliance to power alliance, never committing to anything.
Okay,
that's what a floater is.
Right. Durr. So guess what? Gina Marie worked for Aaron. Aaron took the hit. McCray worked for Amanda. Amanda took the hit. Spencer worked for everybody, and everybody took the hit, and his dumb ass is still there for some reason. And Andy also bounced around between Helen and Amanda,
well, Andy,
and they both took the hits.
Andy and Spencer are probably actual true-to-form floaters, because they actually went from power... Spencer would just say yes to whoever was there. Judd did, too. Andy got his... made it the whole way by doing that. McCray, I mean, he's not really a floater, because he was behind Amanda... And who was the other one? I forget. Gina Marie wasn't really a floater. She's been pretty true to her word. But the other three guys are total floaters, so whatever. But another thing, brain fart, my brain is farting so hard. It stinks. My brain is farting so hard. It stinks, it smells in here. What's that smell? It's my brain, it's farting. The other thing I wanted to say was, everybody in that jury house is going to give it to Andy if he gets to the end. So why is nobody getting rid of Andy? I know they don't see the jury house footage, but...
Didn't you love how Aaron, who clearly hates Amanda, was like, I told you to get rid of Andy over me. That was your downfall. That was your biggest mistake. And I actually agree.
Oh, totally, yeah. But, you know, Andy... See, that's the thing about saying, well, Andy didn't play a good game, blah, blah, blah. He just floated to the end. Yes, but that is kind of the game. I mean, he lied and, you know, I was kind of pissed when Ian won the game, because Ian was kind of a McCray. I mean, he was kind of a dum-dum. He just did whatever anybody told him to, and he trusted until the end that he would make it, and Dan stupidly went up against him in the end, but I thought Dan should have won that season, because he lied and masterminded and stuff. Andy, I guess, is different, just because he... What am I even trying to say about Andy? Like, he's despicable, but I don't think he's a bad player. He played everybody.
Yeah, what you're saying is, like, as much as we're not huge fans of his, if he wins, we still have to give him props, because you have to do something to win. And that very well could be, you know, just properly navigating around the morons that you are surrounded by. So if he is able to win, I will give him 2 props, but I really still dislike him, and I cannot stand his... tank tops.
I totally agree, and Manolet on Facebook is saying maybe there's a secret ginger alliance, because they're both at the end. So true, and nobody is giving the gingers props for finally coming out on top.
If they reveal at the end during the finale, if they're the final two, that they had a secret alliance called, like, Ginger Snaps, I will freak out and die.
Please make it Ginger Snaps. Well, I think that they're like best friends in the house, aren't they? I think
right,
they
I mean,
are
because,
in an alliance.
Because I become best friends with everybody that calls me a homo.
Well, I don't. He wasn't doing he that specific thing. He wasn't doing it. I mean, I think he called him Faggoty Andy, right, or Kermit the Fag, or something like that. But
yeah.
I think Andy laughed at that. I mean, they were making jokes and stuff.
Well, Andy, again,
all the time.
Yeah, well, they're not friends. They're strangers in a reality TV show, Ronnie. So it's a very different story. And, you know, Andy was just so desperate this season. It just proved that he was so incredibly desperate to be liked by people, because probably in his real life, he is not the most popular person. And he probably had a lot of shit growing up as a kid. And, you know, that's why I think he latched onto Amanda. She was the powerful person. He has never been associated with the power. And I don't know. I'm not a fan. I can't commit to this. I'd rather have Gina Marie win.
I actually am rooting for Gina Marie. I know that that's terrible, and that's a racist choice, because she said so many stupid things. But look, at this point, they're all assholes. I mean, we can go over why they're all assholes, but I don't know. Gina Marie at least is funny. I just want to see her win so she has to give a speech. But I'm afraid that she's going to get, you know, she hurt her foot. She, like, fractured or something, and then she had to get stitches on her knee, I think, after the last competition. So she's kind of a wounded bird right now. I don't know how much she can actually do, but Spencer right now is in the spot that is probably going to go home, right? Because he's the weakest, and the weakest never last at the end. They always take the person who's been on the block the most, who's won the least amount of challenges. He always makes it to the final three, or she. It's mostly a he, but it's occasionally a three. Sheila! Or was that, was she four or three? I think she was three. Anyway, he will lose, and I predict that it will be Gina Marie and Andy in the end. But do you think they'll give it to Gina Marie over Andy? Am I talking to myself again? God damn it. Matthew, come back to me. All right, well, Matt's gone, and I think I've officially talked so much that you're all so damn sick of me. So, oh, Matt's there. I see his little face. You always know Matt's there because he's looking at himself like this in the computer to see if he looks cute. You look cute, Matthew. How often do I have to tell you? Are you trying to come back? You trying? So we're just going to say bye. So try to come back. Say bye. He's gone. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for being here for the TV Click Podcast, Big Brother. We will only have one more of these because the show is over next week. So we will all be here for that one. Ben will be back in town, and we'll all be here for that show. So come back next Thursday, 7:30 Pacific time. You can find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens, on Twitter, @whatcrappens. I also put this on my website, Trash Talk TV. You can find Matt on all the social networks at Life on the M List. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/TrashTalkTV, TEEVEE. And you can find me on Instagram at Trash Talk TV. And I think that's it. Matthew, are you back? Matthew's gone again, you see? I almost paused to let Matt say something, and that goes to show you, never pause to let Matt say shit. Okay, guys? You've learned your lesson. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for everybody on the Facebook page for commenting during this and making us laugh. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
GoDaddy is offering one new or transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. $1.99 for a domain name is so cheap. Go to GoDaddy.com and enter code CRAPPINS at checkout. You will not regret it. Enter the code CRAPPINS at checkout, you guys. Okay? Love ya.
To the insurance company that spurned me, our time together has come to an end. It's not me, it's you. We both know what I'm talking about. 15 minutes ago, I began courting Geico. It was just the easiest thing I've done since buttering my biscuit at breakfast. Not only have I saved hundreds of dollars on my car insurance, but also the future tears you were sure to impose. My heart and my coverage now belong to Geico. Sincerely, not yours, Tara in Telluride.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.